God is not a man to lie to us. He says he will never leave us nor forsake us, and that's very true. In the big adventure of life, when things get tricky, it's normal to wonder if God is right there with us. Imagine life as a gigantic playground full of challenges and puzzles. Sometimes, it feels like we're trying to find our way through a maze without a map. I'm going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. In those moments, it's easy to feel a bit lost and wonder if God is playing hide and seek with us. But hey, hang on tight, because there are signs all around that shout, God is with you. Let's uncover these signs, like little notes from a friend, reminding us not to give up when the going gets tough. 1. Divine surprises, like finding think of life as a fantastic playground, where each day brings new surprises and adventures. Now, imagine you're on a treasure hunt, exploring the twists and turns of this playground. Amidst the challenges, there are moments that feel like stumbling upon a hidden treasure. Picture this. You're playing in the park, and suddenly, you discover a secret spot with a treasure chest filled with shiny jewels and surprises. That unexpected joy and excitement you feel? That's a lot like the surprises God places on our path. Life's surprises are like God's way of leaving little notes for us. It could be meeting someone special, finding a solution to a problem, or experiencing a moment of pure joy. These surprises are his way of saying, "Hey, I'm here, and I've got some amazing things in store for you." So, when you encounter those unexpected twists in life, see them as hidden treasures, little gifts from God to remind you that he's guiding you through this incredible adventure. It's like having a heavenly friend on your treasure hunt, making the journey even more exciting and full of wonder. 2. Unexpected help, like a superhero rescue. Now, let's imagine life as a big story, and you're the hero facing challenges. Just like in your favorite superhero movie, there are times when things get tough, and you feel like you're on your own. But guess what? God is like your personal superhero, ready to swoop in and rescue you when you need it the most. Think about a time when you're stuck on a tricky level in a video game. Suddenly, a friend shows up and helps you pass it. That feeling of relief and gratitude is a bit like God's unexpected help. It's as if you have a superhero friend who hears your call for assistance and jumps into action. Life might throw puzzles and obstacles your way, but when you least expect it, God sends help, maybe through a friend, a family member, or even a stranger. It's like having a superhero squad on standby to lift you up when you feel a bit down. So, when challenges come your way, know that God is your superhero, ready to rescue you and make your story an epic adventure. 3. Peace in the storm, your calm corner. Imagine life as a big, bustling fair with lots of rides and games. Now, sometimes, this fair can turn into a wild storm with loud noises and flashing lights. It might feel a bit scary and confusing, like being in the middle of a big, swirling whirlwind. But guess what? Right there in the middle of all the chaos, God creates a special place just for you, your very own calm corner. It's like finding a cozy nook where the noise fades away, and everything becomes quiet and peaceful. Think about a time when it's raining really hard, and you find a snug spot to stay dry. That comforting feeling is a bit like God's calm corner. When life feels like a crazy fair with too much going on, he offers you a peaceful space where you can catch your breath. So, when things get loud and confusing, remember that God is like a friend saving you a quiet spot in the storm. He whispers, "Come over here, and let's find peace together." It's a bit like having a secret hideaway where you can feel safe and calm, no matter how wild the fair of life becomes. 4. Special signs and prayers and words. Alright, let's imagine you have a secret diary where you share your thoughts and feelings. Now, think of talking to God like having a chat with your best friend, sharing all those diary secrets. Sometimes, in those quiet moments, you might feel a warm and fuzzy feeling. That's a bit like God responding to your heart's whispers. Now, the Bible is like a magical storybook filled with wise words that can guide you, a bit like having a superhero manual. Imagine reading a part that feels just right for what you're going through. It's like finding a special note from God in your diary. Those words are like a flashlight in the dark, helping you see the path when everything seems a bit blurry. So, when you're unsure or feeling a bit lost, remember your chat with God is a bit like writing in your diary, and the Bible is your superhero manual. Those special feelings and words are like little nods from God, saying, "I'm here, and we're in this together. You're not alone." It's like having a conversation with your best friend who knows you inside out and has all the wisdom to help you through life's twists and turns. 5. Changing for the better, like a caterpillar to a butterfly. Alright, picture this. You're like a caterpillar, wiggling around and doing your caterpillar thing. Now, life sometimes asks you to wait, like being in a cozy cocoon. It might feel a bit boring, but guess what? Something amazing is happening inside you, just like when a caterpillar transforms into a beautiful butterfly. Imagine waiting for your birthday present. You're excited, but have to be patient. Waiting is a bit like being in a cocoon, and God is like the artist turning you into a masterpiece. It's not always easy, but in that waiting, you're changing and growing, getting ready to unfold your wings. So, when life feels a bit slow, and you're wondering why things aren't happening right away, remember it's like you're becoming a butterfly. God is like your personal designer, making you stronger and more fantastic. It's like having a makeover, and you're the star of the show. So, even if waiting feels a bit like being stuck, know that something beautiful is taking shape inside you. You're getting ready to spread your wings and show the world your amazing colors. So, here's the grand finale of our adventure talk. Imagine life as a big, exciting storybook, and you're the main character. When things get a bit puzzling or challenging, these signs we talked about are like colorful bookmarks helping you find your way. Remember, life throws surprises, just like finding hidden treasures in a treasure hunt. Those are winks from God, saying, "I'm right here with you." And when challenges pop up, think of God as your superhero friend, ready to swoop in and rescue you, making your story even more exciting. During the loud and confusing moments, like a wildfire or storm, God has a special calm corner just for you. It's like finding a quiet spot where you can take a break and catch your breath. Your talks with God? It's a bit like sharing secrets with your best friend, and the Bible is your superhero guidebook. Those special feelings and wise words are like God's notes in your personal diary, guiding you through life's adventures. And don't forget about the waiting part. It's like being a caterpillar in a cozy cocoon, changing and growing into a beautiful butterfly. Life might feel slow, but trust me, you're getting ready to show the world your amazing colors. So, when the story of your life gets a bit confusing, remember these signs. They're like bright stars guiding you through the night. God is your storyteller and guide, turning your adventure into a masterpiece. Your journey might have twists and turns, but with God by your side, it's a tale of triumph and joy. Keep going, and don't forget to enjoy every chapter of this wonderful adventure called life.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.